from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
McDermott said it's important to get a feel for the speed of the game this time of year.
Mike Danger.
Spirits seem high today. You've got perfect weather, and you have that one last practice here before it gets real, right?
Gene Battaglia.
Normally a lighter practice. That's what I would expect tomorrow here, 2 days out from the first preseason game. So
I think they're a better football team this year than they were last year.
I'm excited about this team.
One more camp day here on campus before the team pulls up stakes, heads back to Buffalo, prepares for their preseason opener Saturday afternoon against the Chicago Bears.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
It is a bittersweet day for us in the sports bar. Our last day at Buffalo Bills training camp. We were there at St. John Fisher University earlier today, watched the final practice, spoke to a couple of Bills insiders, took in Sean McDermott's press conference, and boy, as soon as practice is over, the moving trucks are loaded and they are gone.
They did not waste any time today. It was a little more subdued at practice today, but this camp, we saw practices that were hot. They were hitting. Tempers were flaring. That was not the case today. They got some good work in. If there was one play I could tell you about today, though, Danger, this will give us pause here because there's been this story. Like, wait a second. Has MVS actually earned a spot in the team? Well, you see one play, and again, it's only one play, but Josh Allen steps back in the pocket, he gets the extra second, and he's going downfield, and MVS has the corner. Christian Benford beaten by 2 steps, and the safety doesn't come over the top. I mean, that's going for a long touchdown in a game, so just kind of a reminder that that is actually why he is here.
Yeah, it was a nice play. And you can't take that away from him. There was also, you know, the play where you could argue he kind of dropped one he should have had. But getting that far behind Benford and the Bills secondary, a little troublesome for the Bills defense. And to kind of echo a point that was made last hour by our guest, Joe Biscaglia, if you're concerned about something with this team, be concerned about the safety position right now.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk. It'll be this story this year. It'll be a story next year. It'll be a story 100 years from now. How much did your starters play in the preseason? And if you told me I don't want to see Josh Allen out there, great. I would agree with you on that. But the head coach thinks they need a little bit of work. Can they afford another injury at safety? I mean, you could say, well, Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin, they need work together. And I would hear that, but I don't want them to see more than enough action out there, because the drop-off between those two guys and what is behind them, you know, the couple guys they picked up off the street.
Yeah, I think you got guys that can play the position, but maybe are still trying to get familiar with the defense and just learn where they need to be on any given play. Understand what's going on out there on the field. At least Hamlin knows that. You could say he knows that. He might not be their optimal plan at safety, but at least he's familiar.
Well, and Joe said it perfectly, you're not spending a second round pick, okay, to have the guy sit and learn. Like, the whole game plan going in was, okay, this is Cole Bishop's job when he's ready. Well, if you're in the tub, it's kind of hard, right? And these week-to-week injuries can't really give you a time frame. Mike Edwards, that signing danger, it's you didn't get any work in the spring. And you could say, well, as long as you know he'll be ready week one. I'm not thinking that's the case here because he didn't even get the work in here. This is all new to him. So really, right now, week one, I think it's Rapp and it's Hamlin. And hold your breath after
other
that.
Concerns that you might have going into the preseason opener here on Saturday against the Bears, a game you'll be able to hear on the Fan Rochester with kickoff at 1 o'clock. I mentioned concerns with James Cook's ball security, his hands. Will he be a fumble machine this year? He was at times last year a liability. Certainly some memorable drops in the James Cook campaign last year. Will that be reversed? We saw a lot of that during training. We saw a lot of great plays by James Cook as well, but we did see a lot of the ball hitting the turf with James Cook at training camp. This one is an interesting one, too. We haven't spent a ton of time talking about whether or not Matt Milano is back. We kind of have gone off of what we've seen and what we've heard, but with these injuries that you're coming back from, whether you're Von Miller or you're Trey White or you're Matt Milano, the part that we don't see is what's going on between the ears, the mental part of it. Are you the same player that you were before the injury? Can you get back to that speed? Can you get back to that reckless abandon? And it's hard to tell on the practice field if Matt Milano is back. They continue to say, Sean McDermott continues to say, that as he's getting reacclimated here and moving at full speed, they're gaining more and more trust that he will be back. And he's working through that every day and getting a little bit better every day. Hearing that leads me to be concerned that Matt Milano isn't 100% ready to get back on the field. It isn't 100% back fully from that injury last year.
I think it's just the mental thing. I mean, there's one play that I would give you that's encouraging. It happened yesterday, pass to the flat that was actually caught by James Cook. And Milano diagnosed it. Boom. Okay, not going anywhere. You know, it's short loss or no gain on the play. That's encouraging, seeing the speed get to that. But to your point, there's been times, and I forget, forgive me for the reporter who pointed this out, but somebody pointed out to us that Milano, when you watched him, there would be times, okay, he'd be off to the side, just like he's testing the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's certainly okay to do, but it just tells me, all right, well, if you're testing the knee, you're still a little bit concerned. That's any injury like that, that's something that we should pay attention to. That is absolutely the case. And look, there's another concern here too. And if we were playing McDermott McLeese today from that press conference we played last hour, yeah, it's a very straightforward question. The question at today's press conference, which player, either veteran or rookie, has impressed you the most, Coach? Now, as McDermott is getting ready to give his answer, I'm thinking in the back of my head, he ain't going to say anybody. Like, he's not going to. And sure enough, he's like, well, it's going to sound like a cop-out answer, but, you know, all three phases and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, he's not going to answer. And then he pauses, and he offers up a name. And I swear, anybody listening right now, you wouldn't guess this. He says Tyler Bass.
Yeah.
Tyler Bass. Like, wait a second. What part of this camp for Tyler Bass has been good? Was it missing the kicks during the blue and the red scrimmage? Was it missing the kicks yesterday at practice? Was it, hey, the ball looks a little different according to Matt Parrino? What was it? Or did you just put the brakes on and say, this is my opportunity actually to give a little booster shot here of confidence to the kicker, knowing that if he misses on Saturday, what are we talking about on Monday?
You have a Tyler Bass problem. Yeah. You want to see him, you know, 2022 form, you want to see him automatic. And for large parts of last season, that wasn't the case. And in training camp, it has been a little bit different looking for Tyler Bass. There is no competition for Tyler Bass. There's no other kicker on this roster right now. He's out there. He and Martin are the two kickers on this team, and that is that. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but you know how it is in the NFL, Gino. If it doesn't work with Tyler Bass, even though they've invested in him, they can find another kicker to do the job tomorrow. You'll see, according to Sean McDermott, more of that conservative play calling just to give those guys their reps. If it's fourth and short, you might see them punt or go for that field goal rather than go for it, more so to give those guys, special teams, the added work and the added evaluation.
I'm not so sure that the Bills have a choice other than just to suck it up with Tyler Bass. You know, according to SpotTrack, you decide to cut him, his dead cap hit would be $7.3 million.
Yeah, at this point, who cares about the dead cap? It's already the second worst in the league. Just add more to it. It's just a mess. It's an absolute mess. I think if things don't go well for the Bills, there's your built-in excuse. There's your scapegoat, because traditionally we would say, oh, it's a coach, it's this coordinator, it's that coordinator. You know, now I'm saying, yeah, no, it's the cap. And if you want a scapegoat, it's probably the receiver that they threw a thinly veiled jab at during the press conference.
Well, that was the other thing, too. Like, this was not your typical McDermott press conference where, okay, more news from the press conference. Hey, Bobby Babbage is going to be calling the plays. Babbage didn't confirm that
That's
directly,
fantastic.
But he said he was going to be up in the box, and hey, it's going to be kind of a week-to-week thing. But that's the one thing I will give McDermott credit on. He wasn't hovering over Babbage this camp. He was going around to the position groups. He said today he was actually paying more attention to offense and special teams, knowing, hey, I need to kind of let Bobby develop his own identity, which that's a great thing. And I'm sure they consult, as they all coaches do, after practice. But the idea that Bobby Babbage will be calling the plays, okay, well, he stayed for a reason. He could have been the coordinator in Miami. He could have been the coordinator with the Giants. He wasn't coming back here just to be the coordinator but not call the plays. You're not going to neuter him like that. Let him do his thing. So that's the good portion. The other portion, now, peek behind the curtain. Our industry, sometimes, whether it's your favorite, you know, TV personality or writer or somebody in radio or whatever it is, they might be working on a story and they might have an agenda. And somebody was working on a story, which, don't get me wrong, it's a legit story. Like the Bills, if you're talking about the Bills this year, okay, well, hey, there's been a big change at wide receiver. Let's talk about that. So that story kicked back up in the news cycle this week.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe Sean McDermott actually answered the question this way today, talking about, when asked about Steph Diggs. Well, it wasn't about Steph Diggs. It was about the room this year. And the wide receiver room this year, was it less selfish or isn't selfish? Not selfish,
yeah. I
think.
I like how they're unselfish in the wide receiver room.
Which points to what were they before.
Yeah, they were selfish before. Okay, well, that element is gone, and I don't know if Gabe Davis was an extraordinarily selfish player. Maybe there was a little bit of the give me the damn ball mentality there, but we certainly know that that was a Steph Diggs MO and has always been and will always be. He's a different cat, different breed of competitor. And the talent was undeniable during his time in Buffalo. And, you know, Joe Biscaglia, who was on with us last hour, I pointed out, like, look, it's also undeniable that the talent is not what it was last year. But they do buy into this everybody eats mentality where the ball is going to be distributed around these different pieces and around these different pieces who have unique skill sets. And you can play those pieces depending on what your matchup looks like and hope for the best. And you've got a little bit of versatility there where before you had a star wide receiver and everybody else.
The exact quote here, I like where the unselfishness is for that position.
Yeah, it's a dig. No pun. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, this, sometimes you got to restrain yourself because even maybe he didn't mean that intentionally. Guess what's going to happen in the week leading up to the Houston Texans game?
Yeah, that'll be a soundbite. Yeah. That'll be bulletin board material.
Yeah, and I think we know Diggs. You don't think Diggs is going to be like when he sees that and reads that?
Well, even yesterday's quote from Josh Allen, do you miss Stephon Diggs? I don't know that I would say I miss him. And then he kind of steps back and says, well, hard not to miss him when you talk about the production. So, yeah, he's going to miss the production. He's going to miss the connection on the field. But off the field, yeah, no, I can't say I really miss him. He doesn't miss him. He likes it better what he has now, which from a talent standpoint isn't what it was last year, but you have harmony and you have a good group of guys who you hope can get open and make some big plays for this offense.
Honestly, you are not going to replace that production, okay? For anybody that's
not one guy is going to replace that production.
No. And not two guys or not three. But what can happen here is, and again, this is the unknown thing, and just liken it to your own work situation, right? If somebody leaves and now you're in a position of leadership, the idea that Josh Allen sort of had to defer to the guy who was established in this league and came to Buffalo and brought that cachet. Josh Allen was still the kid who hadn't won a playoff game. It's a fact.
Yeah.
When Diggs came in. So Diggs was the alpha. The alpha means there can only be one. So when Josh Allen is speaking, yes, it can be true that you're going to miss that production. But can the offense actually be better knowing that this is Josh Allen and he can go through his reads and doesn't have to worry about Diggs being fed?
You know, it's funny. As we're going through our notes and listening to older shows from training camp and reviewing some of our conversations that we had some of the players. I think Von Miller's answer to Josh Allen being more vocal this year was interesting. It was really like, yeah, I don't really see or hear him as being more vocal. I see or hear him as being Josh. He is who he is. He's always been this way. And he's going to lead by being Josh. He is the team. Everybody knows he's Captain America in Western New York. He is the city of Buffalo. And you know, think about what comes with that, Gino. If I'm nervous about Josh Allen, of course you're nervous about the decisions he makes on the field and how he plays every Sunday, but that's just a fraction of what this guy is dealing with every day. There's a lot of weight on this guy. At practice, he's signing every autograph because the last thing Josh Allen wants is somebody to say, oh, that wasn't fun. Josh Allen was, Josh Allen didn't recognize me. Whatever it is, on top of that, he's got to be the quarterback. He's got to be the face of the franchise.
Yeah, you don't want to some kid remembers the day Josh Allen stiffed me.
Yeah.
And if you were out, he did this a few days where, all right, I don't have time to do the autographs, but I'm going to run down Grani Stadium, the railing, and give as many kids a high five as I can.
Right.
So,
that's just, again, the overall scope of all that guy has to do to remain who he is a tough job, man. That is a really, really challenging thing.
That is the quarterback position,
yes,
danger.
It is. I get it. But, what remains to be seen is we see what he does off the field, and I think off the field, everybody loves Josh. Hard not to love the persona. He's friendly. He's personable. He'll have some fun with you. You know, we want to see the performance on the field. And we hope that what we see on the field, gets them to where they want to be. I'm just saying that, the amount of pressure going into this season, if there's pressure on anybody this season, I think it's on more so on Josh than on anybody else on that team.
Who's got the most pressure on them?
I think it's Josh Allen. I think it's 100% Josh Allen. I don't even think it's really that close. They've basically paved the way. This is your team. Now it's your team. If there was friction between he and Diggs, let's say, and friction to the point where Diggs is out, and you replace Diggs with the guys that you brought, the Mac Hollins and the Curtis Samuels of the world, you better hope it works. You better hope it works because Brandon Bean invested a first-round draft pick on a talent. Yes, he was a challenge to manage, but talented. A talent unlike what we've seen in a long time around these parts.
I would say this. If they miss the postseason, then something's gone terribly wrong if everybody is healthy on this team. So let's just kind of nod and say they're a postseason team. The most pressure in my mind, and I hear what you're saying, and I agree. But that's true of all quarterbacks. There's going to be a different degree of pressure. It's McDermott. I'm sorry. You have had your team in positions to win playoff games, and the last three losses have been some varying degree of spectacular. One is an all-timer. Two Well, you weren't exactly prepared on defense against Cincinnati, and I don't know what about your quarterback, and maybe that will be, that's to your point on Josh. And then last year, we can kind of revisit. Until the Bills actually win games when it matters most, we're going to be looking at the coach. And you could say, well, Gene, hey, you know, he's here. I get that. But we're doing the blame assessment. To me, it's still Sean McDermott.
866-4326 is our phone number. You can pull up a stool and join us here in the sports bar, 585-866-4FAN. We're also on X. That's Elon's Twitter, at the Fan Rochester. One of our regulars, Peter, pointing out Sean McDermott treating the wide receiver room like Billy Bean on Moneyball. It's a great point, Peter. Yeah. You know, what they're looking for out of this crew is a high catch rate. Can you catch and secure the football? Because we saw at times last year that was an issue. Whether you're talking about James Cook, whether you're talking about Gabe Davis, Steph Diggs didn't make a catch when you needed him to make a catch at the most important time of the season. You hope that these guys are better at securing the football. That's your job as a receiver. And if you're talking about the Moneyball analogy, yeah, we want guys who can what? Who can get on base. We want guys who will get on base to help us score more runs.
Yeah, that's the potential. Like, where could it actually go wrong? Well, what if these guys are nothing more than the 2024 version of who was on that? Zay Jones, Robert Foster, the first year.
Yeah.
What'd you call them? Slappies?
A bunch of slappies. It's just a bunch of slappies. I mean, no disrespect to the guys that are out there earning a living playing professional football, but let's face it. I mean, the early infancy of what this era of Bills football was, Robert Foster is going to be one hell of a trivia question.
Well, who was the guy that was from the CFL? He was the leading receiver in the Houston playoff.
Duke Williams.
Yeah.
Duke Johnson's the running back. Yeah, Duke Williams. Duke Williams couldn't secure, you know, another guy that couldn't catch the ball at the time where you needed him to make that play. He just couldn't do it against Houston. Again, sad day in the sports bar because we hate to see training camp leave. We never wish our time away. And, man, it's a privilege to be out there and to have the access that we have and to share it with all of you who are passionate about this team, passionate about our community. We can't do it alone. Gino and I are out there, and we've got a great support staff that help us out for the 2.5 weeks that we're at St. John Fisher University. We got to start with Derek the Pizza Dude, right?
Literally brought pizza today.
He was the pizza dude today. Oh, God, it was so good, too.
Hit the spot.
But they're early every morning getting us set up, making sure that everything is going to be tip-top for the day and everything that we have coming up. We got to thank the Bills staff for providing us with our guests throughout the course of training camp. I mean, we got to talk to freaking Von Miller this year at camp. We got to meet Connor McGovern, which was fantastic. Learn more about KJ Hamler and his journey to the Buffalo Bills. There were so many great moments that we were able to capture and share from talking to some of the players, some of the key players. Talking to Brandon Bean is always a treat, which we were able to do.
Yeah, and certainly our support staff, Max, doing a fine job going out there. We had an intern this year, and you know, our guy learned a lot.
Zach.
Yeah, Zach was doing it here too, and it certainly everybody that was out there, you the listeners too, a couple came up today. One, he's kind of a regular in sports bar. You were on CMF at the time. Yacht Rock John was there.
Oh, yeah. That's our guy, Captain Obvious from Yacht Club.
Yeah. So he and Christine were hanging out with them before. So, like, and they're going to be doing the show for Spisano and Sandy. He's telling me about that.
Yeah.
So good to see that. Also met Nate. Nate was wearing a T-shirt that had just the Buffalo Bills, the Josh Allen, what does the Bills logo look like? And he's like, hey, I listen to you guys every day. Like, Nate, we appreciate you. So appreciate people that were flagging us down at camp. And yeah, I mean, if you listen to our show, well, chances are you're from Rochester, you have some sort of connection, and I love what that does for our town, the Buffalo Bills, when they come in. It's a bittersweet day, for sure.
Big thank you to our sponsors as well. Buffalo Bills training camp coverage on The Fan brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue, Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com. Maddie's Motorsports, getting involved with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville. Maddie'sMotorsports.com. Again, it takes all of us to make this happen, and it's a great thing that comes to our community every year. I think a lot of people enjoy it, and we enjoy sharing our thoughts, our observations, and our access with you here on The Fan Rochester. Let's get to a round of shots next. What do you say?
Yeah, as there are things happening today, namely, whew, again, the United States men's basketball team. That's what you're going to see on your feed tonight. It was ugly for a big part of the game. The guys woke up 95-91, ended up being the final. Which team in professional sports fired their coach or manager today?
Oh, but is this a trick question? Because I think everybody that follows sports closely enough could probably put two and two together.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that. Baseball has picked another unique locale to this stage of one-and-done game. This one, I'm curious what this is actually going to look like. Oh, and the 49ers signing a veteran wide receiver, the Brandon Ayuk thing. We haven't even gotten into this.
Yeah, we should talk about
that. Yeah, this is... Oh, one of our favorites retiring from the NFL today.
Okay. That's all coming up with a round of shots. Don't forget about Last Call. You can pull up a stool and have the final say in the sports bar. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan Rochester Sports Update.
The St. John Fisher University portion of Bill's camp, that's broken. The Bills are back in Buffalo. Josh Allen, the starters, will see about a quarter worth of action, and the Bills take on the Bears on Saturday. Head coach Sean McDermott wants to see more out of his special teams.
You know, opportunities that we can in preseason for both Sam and T-Bass will be important for us. So, I mean, you may see on some fourth downs, I decided not to go for it where I normally would, just to continue to get those guys valuable reps and time on task. And So I've been overall very pleased with the day-to-day effort.
Bills and Bears, 1 o'clock kickoff. Our coverage Saturday will begin at 11 a.m. here on the Fan Rochester. U.S. men's basketball. Whoa, they overcome a 17-point deficit, 95-91. The U.S. beat Serbia. They'll now face France in the final. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, the Fan Rochester.
Got a smart speaker at home? Listen to the sports leader, The Fan Rochester at home, by asking it to play 95.7 The Fan.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Thanks for making this part of your afternoon routine. We appreciate you listening at 95.7 FM, AM 950. The free-to-download Odyssey app. And if you're watching on the stream on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, like, subscribe, leave us a little comment, a little wind in the sails. Let's get to a round of shots.
It was only today that the Chicago White Sox got around to firing their manager, Pedro Grifol.
What took so long?
Right. The team announcing they're not going to hire someone full-time until after the season. So Grady Sizemore is the interim guy. Chicago sitting at 28-89. It was only 3 years ago the team won the AL Central. The White Sox return home. Oh, they face the Cubs tomorrow night.
Yeah. Boy, if you're a team now facing the White Sox, losing is a pox. You can't lose to that team. Like, they could be the worst base team in baseball history. You sweep them. That's every team, the Yankees, the Cubs, any team that plays the White Sox moving forward, sweep them. Don't lose. Don't drop a game to that team.
There's not a lot to like on that team.
Nope.
Benintendi, the starter from yesterday, that's about, or 2 days ago, maybe that's about it. Give Major League Baseball credit. They come up with unique places to put games. Next year, the Braves and Reds will be playing a regular season game at Bristol Motor Speedway. When Tennessee and Virginia Tech played a college football game there, that was the largest ever, 156,000, largest crowd ever to see a baseball game, 115,000. That was between the Red Sox and Dodgers, an exhibition back in 2008 at the LA Coliseum.
Hmm.
There's a chance that record is going to fall. The game's going to be in August of next year.
Is that what they're hoping for here, is to set some sort of Major League Baseball attendance record? I don't understand the need to take it to Bristol Motor Speedway, unless that's your plan.
Yeah, I mean, the late Tom George called it racing in a cul-de-sac. Like, Bristol Motor Speedway, if you haven't seen it, it's just this massive grandstand, and the track is really short, but a really short track is still lots of room for a football. I'm trying to figure out, okay, how are you going to configure an actual diamond and outfield and everything else there?
We have these conversations, and all I think about being from Rochester is the time the women's team was here. It wasn't the women's. Was it the women's national team? No, or was it the Flash?
No, it was the. I know what you're talking about.
It was at Frontier Field, but the field wasn't the proper size.
So for everybody that loves soccer, way back in the day, I remember the Rhinos were at Frontier Field, and the Flash, to their credit, were like, let's try something else. They did it as a promotion, and maybe it was like, hey, city, we can negotiate with the county. Except the Red Wings, or whoever it was, they wouldn't let them use the infield. So they were forced, the Flash, to play in the outfield.
That's what it was. That's right.
It wasn't a regular pitch.
Yeah.
Like, it was short.
It wasn't regulation.
And that drew the ire of everyone. It made us actually look bad.
Yeah, it really did. I remember thinking at that point, well, this has been fun, but I don't know that professional soccer players are going to view our community the way they used to.
Yeah, and a fun fact, too. Like, there was an Aquinas McQuaid football game. Like, why don't they do that more often? Well, because they lied. The field was 99 yards.
Yeah.
They can't get a 100-yard field.
That's right.
Yeah, they just fudged. Right.
Hey, look, we love Innovative Field. It's a great place for a ball game. And for years, it was a great place to watch the Rochester Rhinos, but you used the entire field when the Rhinos played there. You didn't just use the outfield.
Right. So if you're the Yankees or somebody else, you can just kind of cart in a field. Like, yeah, we don't have that sort of budget.
Yeah.
Thursday, February 27th, Mike Danger, the Buffalo Sabres will be playing the Hartford Whalers. Well, it's actually the Carolina Hurricanes masquerading. They'll be wearing the old Whaler uniforms that
miss list. Those unis.
The
great logo, too, by the way.
Elite logo.
With the H in the middle of the W that looks like a... just.
There's a lot to like about
Chef's Kiss. It's a great logo.
Franchise and the Brass Bonanza, too.
Playing in the mall.
Yes. Yes.
Playing in a mall. Yeah. When malls were at their peak, you could go to the mall and watch a hockey game. My kids will never know that joy, that satisfaction.
Nope. So the mall's gone. The Whalers are gone, too.
Yeah.
49ers assigned a veteran wide receiver, Robbie Chosen, formerly Robbie Anderson, since 2016. 30 touchdowns, over 5,000 yards. He's now 31. Looks at watch. Oh, we're still waiting on a trade for Brandon Ayuk.
I love this. So why hasn't this happened yet? It seems like all week long there's been a report here, a report there, people questioning the sources of this report. We've got a media feud happening in Boston right now between somebody we've had on the show, Mike Reese, and one of the local radio guys there, wondering why these reports are coming out the way they're coming out and who's feeding the reports from who. And at the end of it all, Ayuk is still a 49er. And why is that? When you hear some of these reports that say, hey, everything is in line. The Niners, you know, are getting what they want in compensation for Brandon Ayuk. So what's left? What's left, Gino, you know it and I know it, is a player who wants a dollar figure that no team is willing to give him.
This is the bitter pill. And you got to swallow it. You got to figure out. This is my read on this. I don't know 100% for sure, of course. It's just bad representation. Brandon Ayuk getting bad advice. Because, hey, no team is going to trade for him unless you get a new contract. But here's your contract offer. Oh, that's not what I want. Don't you know I'm a top 15 wide receiver in the league? I need to be here. This is what we're willing to pay. That's so right. Do you blame this on the agent? I do. I think this is the agent giving his client, like, or not having the honest conversation. Like, hey, it's one thing to request a contract from the Niners, but you can ball out and we'll make that money on the open market next year.
Draw my experience of representing professional athletes from all the times that I've watched Jerry Maguire. You want to have that honest conversation. You should have a relationship with your client to the point where you can say, hey, man, this is as good as it's going to get for you now. If you don't like the long-term solution here, then let's tough it out here, ball out, and then get your money.
So could the unthinkable happen? Because you did have CMC call him a former teammate. Does Ayuk go with his tail between his legs and go back to the Niners?
I mean, he's still a Niner as of right now.
Correct.
I think he's done, not just because CMC slipped, but I think also Shanahan is tired of this. It's a distraction at this point. He doesn't want it anymore. We're done. If you don't want to be here and we've made you an offer and it's not good enough for you, we can get something in return. We will get that thing in return eventually. You're just, now it's on you. You just have to, like you said, swallow your pride and admit, okay, maybe I'm not a $30 million a year guy. Can I be satisfied and at peace with being a top 20 receiver in the NFL making $20 million? $25 million. That's, I think, what you're right. I think that's what's holding up a final deal here with Ayuk.
Yeah. Congratulations to Nick Foles, who called it a career today.
BDN.
He'll officially retire from the NFL as an Eagle. The Phillies will play on September 16th, the home opener against the Falcons. 11 years in the league, one Super Bowl ring, and the aforementioned legendary nickname.
BDN. The big debate on Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio today, Gene. Do you retire number 9?
No. You don't? Really?
I think you do.
No, get out of
here. I think you do.
Get out of here.
I think you do.
One title, get out.
You've got a statue of Nick Foles in the Philly special outside the stadium.
And that feels right.
Retire the number.
No, you don't retire Nick Foles. Nick Foles is at, you retire Hall of Famers.
BDN. Okay, let's be proper here. There's more to it than just his play on the field. This is BDN we're talking about here. You retire number 9.
Finally, it's that time of year again. Changing gears. Next week, it's going to be the Little League World Series in the West Regional. A team from Southern Cal will be facing the 12-and-under team from Maui.
Hmm.
And, yeah, you remember what Maui's been going through in the last year.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of the players in this team and his family lost everything. But that's not from the terrible wildfire from last year. That was from a wildfire 6 years ago. The whole island's rallying around this team right now. This game is going to be 3 o'clock Sunday on ESPN.
Does that get your attention when it's on? Do you watch any of the Little League World Series?
You know, it was really fun when my son was at that age and we'd be watching together. And we actually went to the Little League right in Williamsport. You can go on the tour and everything.
Yeah.
And they make it an interactive experience.
I drive through Williamsport every year when we go down to Florida. And every year I see the Little League World Series and I see the fields and everything. And I'm always... Like, I never carve out time to say, like, hey, let's go check it out, because it's never really been something I need feel like I need to check off my sports bucket list.
Yeah.
And every now and then, if I, you know, where is this team from? Like, I want to know where the team is from. That's what I care about more than anything. So a team from Hawaii with something to play for, that might actually get my attention.
That will be a big story. Yeah, my takeaway from that, and you don't realize this watching on TV, you hear how TV kind of distorts everything. When you're down on the field and that hill that is behind there, and you realize, wow, this is actually a much bigger stadium if you have all these people on the hill there.
Yeah.
And you realize, these kids are 12. Part of me feels guilty that there's so much coverage for these 12-year-olds. And if somebody makes it, that's how I kind of view it.
It's heartbreaking if you're the pitcher that gives up the game-winning dong in a tight game, right? Like, you to see the kids, the emotion from the kids is heartbreaking. You hate that. That is happening to a national audience on ESPN. That's tough. But I also imagine that that's an experience. That's something that you learn from. That's something that you, that's a memory that no one can take away from you, win or lose.
You're there.
You're there. You made it, and you have that to learn from and to grow from. It normally only catches my attention if I like know where the team is from and it's a region or a town. I'm like, oh yeah, let me see how they go. New York had a team a couple of years ago, in Binghamton.
That's right. Yeah, Peter is saying yes. It was from Endicott. You should know
Endicott,
that.
Right? That's right. I'm sorry, Pete. Endicott was there. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. We're gonna take a break and come back. It's time for Last Call at 866-4326. We'll let you know who's stopping by the sports bar tomorrow afternoon as well. Next on The Fan.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Man, it's been such a busy afternoon. I think we only like grazed the idea that we've got somewhat meaningful football happening tonight.
Yeah. We've got one game on the NFL Network. We've got Carolina without Bryce Young taking on New England. Do we see Drake May tonight?
We see Drake May tonight.
Yeah.
We see.
We're going to see how
we see
struggling about
we
that.
We see Drake May tonight. Yes.
Also got the Lions and Giants tonight, but I don't see anywhere that would be on local television.
So. I imagine if I know my NFL Network the way I think I do, that the game that isn't on NFL Network will probably be on tape delay after the Patriots-Panthers game.
I would think if you're a Giant fan, you look at the schedule there and it's going to pop up because every preseason game they will replay it at some point. Tomorrow night you've got Falcons, Dolphins, Texans, Steelers, Eagles, and Ravens.
I'm not betting the preseason. There, I said it.
Good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
There are other
I could bet the Ravens because they never lose in the preseason. They're ridiculous, but I'm going to refrain. I'll wait until the real thing come week one.
Which the Ravens are actually an underdog at home to Philadelphia?
Hmm.
It's Philly minus one.
Hmm.
That, like PJ said earlier this week, that smells, right?
Yeah. It's, again, though, it's the preseason. Throw everything out the window because you don't know who's going to play, how long they're going to play. You know, what they're going to try out. The play calling is all messed up.
Even the Bills, they're favored only by a point and a half. If that's a regular season game against the Bears, the Bills are a touchdown favorite.
I think so, yep. We'll preview that Saturday afternoon kickoff, more so tomorrow, our final day before we get to some Buffalo Bills action, preseason action, coming up on Saturday with kickoff at 1 o'clock here on The Fan Rochester. And we'll do our best to kind of like put a bow on the last 2.5 weeks worth of practices at St. John Fisher University. It's been a treat.
Yeah.
Absolute delight.
Appreciate everybody writing in, Tony writing in to me personally, thanking us for the coverage. I'm like, Tony, that is our privilege, buddy.
No question. Yeah, we love doing this. It's an absolute treat. And if you spend any part of your afternoon with us, we don't take that lightly. We know how many options you have for sports information and entertainment. Your time is your most valuable and precious commodity. So you're giving us something, and hopefully we're giving you something in return. Thank you for listening throughout the course of training camp here in Rochester at St. John Fisher University. So we're back tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock. We'll get you ready for Saturday afternoon's preseason opener against the Bears. If you miss Joe Biscaglia, if you miss Jenna Cottrell, search us out wherever you find your podcasts. Just look for the Sports Bar, and you'll find all of our guest appearances there. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.